The Bible says in Colossians 4, it says, walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. We are to walk in wisdom. We are to be, we're not to be unwise, but we are to understand what the will of the Lord is. We are to walk in wisdom towards them that are without. Why? Because God's will is that all men shall be saved. Why? Because he gave himself as a ransom for all. We need to be reminded of our redemption because there are still others that need to be redeemed. The Bible says that we are to walk in wisdom. Now in Proverbs 11:30, the Bible says, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. So if we're going to walk in wisdom, if we're going to do that which is wise, then we can compare spiritual things with spiritual and look at Proverbs chapter 11 and see that if we win souls, we are wise. That's what it means to walk in wisdom. We have to win souls. I love that it says that we are to walk in wisdom and that he that winneth souls is wise. You see this correlation there where it says you are to walk in wisdom. My friend, how are you going to see somebody saved? You're going to have to walk. You're going to have to walk to win souls. That's why it says in Isaiah chapter 52, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, and bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. That same verse is quoted in Romans 10. How then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. You see, we need to walk in wisdom. We need to be wise and win souls. We need to use our feet to go out and see others saved because we are the world's only hope of redemption. We, us, those of us who have been saved, the redeemed of God, who have the knowledge of Jesus Christ, who have the words of life, are to walk in wisdom towards those that are without, so that they also might receive an opportunity to be redeemed. We know, the Bible says in 1 John 5, and we know that we are of God, and that the whole world lieth in wickedness. The Bible says in Psalms 49, Wherefore should I fear in the days of evil when the iniquity of my heels shall compass me about? They that trust in wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, none of them can save by any means, can redeem their brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. See, the world isn't going to save itself. They cannot work their way to heaven. They cannot purchase, they cannot redeem their own brother. They cannot save their neighbor. Why? Because the redemption of their souls is precious. You see, we have the answer. We have the answer for that redemption of their souls. But we need to walk in wisdom towards them that are without. We need to be reminded of our redemption because of the fact that there are others out there that still need to be redeemed.